Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of the Ralph D. Sawyer translation of The Art of War by Sun Tzu, narrated by Joe Mantegna, with historical material by Ralph D. Sawyer and narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 1994 by Ralph D. Sawyer. This recording is copyrighted 2002 by Recorded Books. The Art of War is almost certainly the most famous study of strategy ever written and has had an extraordinary influence on the history of warfare. The principles Sun Tzu expounded were utilized brilliantly by such great Asian war leaders as Mao Zedong and Yamamoto. First translated 200 years ago by a French missionary, The Art of War has been credited with influencing Napoleon, the German General Staff, the planning of Operation Desert Storm, and most recently, the inner philosophy of television's most popular mafioso, Tony Soprano. Many Japanese companies make this book required reading for their executives, and Western businessmen and others are turning to The Art of War for inspiration and advice on how to succeed in competitive situations of every kind. The first portion of this audiobook contains the 13 Lessons of the Art of War, read by Joe Mantegna. Afterwards, translator Ralph D. Sawyer, a Western scholar of ancient Chinese warfare and a successful businessman in his own right, places this classical work of strategy in its historical context and examines each of the 13 lessons in depth. And now, the 13 Lessons of the Art of War.
Recent decades have witnessed explosive growth in American and European interest in the Far East. Books and articles about China have enjoyed popularity since the 1970s. Those on Japan, especially on Japanese management practices, have proliferated since the early 1980s. And those focusing on business in terms of corporate warfare and theories of strategy, including Asian practices and their underlying philosophies, retain currency. The writings of Musashi, the famous Japanese swordsman, and Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese military theorist, have been repeatedly translated, investigated, and discussed. However, as interesting as they and a few books from the martial arts have proven to be, the vast Chinese military corpus, despite its historical importance and contemporary significance, remain unknown in the West. Chinese military thought probably originated with Neolithic village conflicts 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, perhaps even as mythologized in the clash of legendary cultural heroes and sage emperors. Subsequently, because men were compelled to direct their ingenuity toward combat, weapons were developed, tactics evolved, and power structures arose. Eventually, dominant figures, perhaps clan or lineage chiefs commanding more warlike peoples, imposed their wills over groups in widening domains, and some groups became significant political powers. At the dawn of the historical age, as preserved in early written materials and revealed by artifacts, frequent intense clashes were already occurring between these contending forces as they evolved into states, and as powerful individuals sought to establish sole rule over the realm and to found dynastic houses. Thereafter, the scope of battle expanded, the strength and effectiveness of weapons increased, and military organization, tactics, and technology all developed. Eventually, battlefield lessons and command experience became the focus of conscious study. Efforts were made to preserve the insights and avoid the errors of the past, and the science of military tactics and strategy was born. By the 2nd century BC, China had already passed through 1,000 years of almost unremitting conflict and had been brutally unified into a vast, powerful, imperially directed entity. Along the way, skilled commanders appeared, and major battles were fought. Campaigns became interminable, and the scale of destruction was immense, consuming both men and the thoughts they had committed to writing. However, among the small number of military writings that survived until unification, there were 6 major ones, including Sun Tzu's famous Art of War. They continued to be studied and transmitted down through the centuries until the remnants were collected and edited in the Song Dynasty around 1,200 years later. Combined with a Tang Dynasty work, they compose the 7 military classics, a compilation that comprised the orthodox foundations for military thought and the basis